Harunyaya, an invitation to the truth. Muslims and religious Jews must explicitly speak of the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, the King Messiah, in other words, and must not be taken in by the anti-Messiah's tricks. Through the true face he sent in the past, Almighty Allah has spoken of a difficult time, the end times, full of strife, war, oppression, and troubles. When killing and acts of terror reach a peak, and when there will be natural disasters and economic crises, Almighty Allah has revealed that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will appear in the title of the Guide to Faith, as a savior for the whole world in this final age, when the world will be in the state of terrible disorder, and has told all mankind about this blessed individual. These glad tidings have been imparted to both Muslims and religious Jews in their own holy books. The Quran contains important references to the way of the Mahdi and the global dominion of the moral values of Islam. Hadiths handed down from our Prophet, alayhi salam, described Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and the end times in great detail. In the same way, the events of the end times and the appearance of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, as a leader who will bring peace and security to the whole world, are also clearly set out in the Torah and the Psalms. This blessed individual who will appear in the end times, described in the Torah and the Zabur by such names as the Messiah, the King Messiah, and Shiloh, the one who has sent the gift of Allah, is Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Therefore, in the end times in which we are living, and in the light of our Lord's promise, it is essential for Muslims and religious Jews to desire the way of the Mahdi, announce the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and engage in preliminary activities for that coming. This is a major religious obligation that people have to fulfill. The supporters of the anti-Messiah resort to underhanded strategies in order to conceal the tidings of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. As we know, there have been supporters of the anti-Messiah at all times, who have been alarmed by the coming of the prophets and the Mahdis sent to various communities at different times, and who have waged campaigns against them. These people have used all their material powers and mobilized all the means at their disposal in order to wage intensive campaigns against the prophets and the spiritual leaders of the time. This is the law of our Lord Allah. Allah creates such a climate of struggle in this world in order for the value and importance of the spirit struggle waged by prophets and messengers to be properly understood, to increase the rewards of those who follow them, and for them to enjoy great ease and comfort in the hereafter. This is a test, a pleasure and a blessing for believers. In the end times in which we are living, the same devilish methods are being used by various forces, and the same underhanded tricks are being resorted to. Cunning efforts are being made to conceal the glad tidings of the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Since the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, in the end times means a crushing defeat for the anti-Messiah, the anti-Messiah and his supporters are engaged in intensive efforts to conceal the glad tidings of the Mahdi. One of the methods employed for that purpose is to bring up false Mahdis and Messiahs who emerged in the past and try to give the impression that the Mahdi of the end times will not be coming. Using this method, the supporters of the anti-Messiah accuse everyone and all societies that speak of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, of making empty, fraudulent promises. As a result of the anti-Messiah's intensive propaganda, some Muslims and religious Jews who are awaiting the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, known as the King Messiah in the Torah, and who wish to tell others the glad tidings of his coming, are becoming wearied of the reactions, criticisms, and mockery they will attract from people and are retreating from the fray. Because of their previous experiences and this intense policy of intimidation, they are very wary and are keeping silent because of the probability they will be pressurized. In this way, they are defeated by the anti-Messiah. Using psychological pressure, intimidation, and threats, the anti-Messiah is trying to prevent Muslims and religious Jews from speaking of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, the King Messiah, and from telling others of his coming. At this point, some Muslims and religious Jews who believe in the true Mahdi are actually falling for this trick of the anti-Messiahs and are choosing to remain silent because of this totally unnecessary fear on their part. This snare of the anti-Messiahs has had an effect on some people as one of the distinguishing features of the end times. However, the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is an absolute certainty, and no plan on the part of the anti-Messiah can possibly stop it. True adherents of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, must not fall for the anti-Messiah's tricks. Rumors of the coming of false Mahdis and the way that anti-Messiah will try to hinder the supporters of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, are portents of the end times revealed by our Prophet, alayhi salamu. For that reason, the appearance of false Mahdis and Messiahs is actually a portent of the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. One hadith on the subject handed down from our Prophet, alayhi salamu, read, "The day of reckoning will not take place until some 30 liars are sent, each one claiming to be the messenger of Allah. The coming of 60 liars, each one claiming he has sent as a messenger from Allah, the sole object of worship." Of course, the anti-Messiah will seek to hinder the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, who will put an end to and inflict a huge defeat on him by intellectual means, and his supporters. True believers devoted to Allah with an intense love know that they will be put through such a test and are prepared to face such an intellectual struggle. Therefore, the vile snares, false successes, threats, and intimidation on the part of the anti-Messiah must not be allowed to frighten believers, but must, on the contrary, increase their fervor and power of communication. If true believers, be they Muslims or religious Jews, await the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and have no doubts regarding Allah's promise, then they must engage in intensive activities to that end. They must not be deceived by the indoctrination from forces that imagine they can seek to hinder them or forget the subject entirely. The more these forces try to make people forget about the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, the more devout believers must speak about the way of the Mahdi. The more they praise the glory of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, act as his vanguard, and keep raising the subject, the greater abundance and blessings they will enjoy. Because of this genuine and sincere activity, the way ahead of the supporters of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will be opened up. There is no doubt that Allah will bestow the greatest victory and the finest outcome on those who praise and prepare the way for Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, who will be sent in the end times, and who espouse the way of the Mahdi despite all these intimidatory tactics. For that reason, no Muslim or religious Jew must be reluctant to speak of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. On the contrary, it is a most excellent religious observance for true believers to praise the glory of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, in order to enrage, wear down, and defeat the anti-Messiah. The solution to all the corruption, the disputes and bloodshed in the world, the oppression and terror, the vice and irreligion in the end times, is to desire the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and strive to bring it about. No other tactic or measure can bring about the solution, unless our Lord so wills it. True Muslims and religious Jews must honestly and sincerely believe that the world is created to be metaphysical, that our Lord Almighty Allah is unfettered by natural causes, and that if Almighty Allah so ordains, all images, environments, and conditions can change with no need for natural causes behind them. They must not forget that all power lies in Allah, Lord of the worlds, alone. They must pray and strive for Allah's promise to be made good and for the coming of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Of course, Almighty Allah, the compassionate and merciful, will heed true believers' prayers. By Allah's leave, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will definitely appear. And victory will go to Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and his genuine followers. This is the truth and Allah's promise. And Allah's promise will definitely be kept. It is He who created the heavens and the earth with truth. The day He says be, it is. His speech is truth. The kingdom will be His on the day the trumpet is blown. The knower of the unseen and the visible, He is the all-wise and all-aware.
www.harunyahya.com